Hey, what is up, guys? Welcome back to Sundays with Sep. I couldn't be happier to be saying that into a full-on studio mic setup.
Yo, this is it different, is so man. Dope, this man. Is different, man.
It's next level.
I was just about to say that I cannot believe what started off with like Tea Time Talks.
Yeah,
and
that's a cool segment name, actually. I dig that. Tea Time Talks.
Tea Time Talks. Like, we just spoke about it in the gym and how it kind of just like went from shooting photos to, I mean, getting videos and like started off in my bedroom just with like a couple of microphones.
You know what they say, the best things start in the bedroom. Anyway,
my bad.
Nah, for real, it's been an awesome journey. It took a while. We had a first trial run, if you guys remember. If this is your first time listening to Sundays with Sep, then welcome. But we've had a separate audio only series. This is the first time we're doing video as well, so that's very exciting. And I constantly remember remarking in those audio sessions that we need video,
because
there's so much expression that goes into it.
And but you just to like interject there, man. The thing is, the video was dope because I want people to understand that I am looking at Sepa without a beard, yo.
Yeah, that's another crazy thing. Don't worry, we'll get to that. We'll get to the beard now. I had to
address that. Elephant.
This is crazy. It's fine. Just another thing.
Mm-hmm.
After going through all that we've gone through in the past like year and a half in terms of content creation and the amount of pivoting we've done, mm-hmm. or at least I know I've done, because it's something I spend most of my time on, mm-hmm. In terms of work as well.
Mm-hmm.
There's just been constant pivoting from this angle to that angle, looking at it completely differently, and it's completely changed my outlook. And I have this seriously newfound respect for full-time content creators, because it is such a difficult thing to accomplish. And I know achieving it and accomplishing it has a different standard for everyone.
And the thing is, like, I mean, you're just talking about achieving and accomplishing, but how do you master it? Can you ever master
That's the thing. Like, it's just this constant journey of, I need to get better. We need to do something different.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just so many people at it that you really need to find one very specific part of it that you're good at.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, it's such a broad thing that you need to figure out one very specific part of content creation, mm-hmm. that you are both passionate about, because that's gonna push you through,
mm-hmm.
and something that you're genuinely good at, because sometimes just liking it enough and not having the discipline to follow through with it isn't enough.
Yeah, so in case you missed that, season one, just saying.
Season one was all about that, exactly. But another thing, I really love that we're doing this from scratch, sort of, because going through what we went through with season one,
mm-hmm.
now we have a complete set of feedback, both from everyone that's DM'd me and Luan.
Sure.
Thank you so much to people who have done that, who have watched, who have given me a lot of feedback,
mm-hmm.
but also feedback from ourselves, because we're actually heavily involved with it ourselves. We go through the process ourselves,
mm-hmm.
on a day-to-day. We're constantly thinking about new things we can do to take it to the next step. And I'm just so excited that we're here. And that's what this first episode is going to be about, guys. We just want to talk pure, like, essence of the content itself,
mm-hmm.
where it's been, where it is right now, and where we think it's going to land. Because it's such a deep, dark, universe
for sure,
to just deep dive into. It's like this black hole of just lefts and rights that, mm-hmm. it's so difficult to just see through it. So that's what's happening. I still can't believe we got video, man. This is so cool.
It's
harder than people think.
Yeah, I think it's one thing when you just have like a very simple setup. I think then you can always just focus just on the actual content that you were, or the actual theme of what you were preparing. But when you've got so many things you need to prepare for in advance.
Yeah, that's
like
the thing.
I mean, you guys can see we're definitely in a place that is freaking excellent for what we are trying to push and what we're trying to take the whole podcast scenario to, and the fact that we've got not just the audio, but we've got the visual as well.
Yeah.
It just brings about a totally different dynamic to the whole thing.
Yeah. And just on the same topic, massive shout out to Candela Entertainment. For hooking us up. Very good friends of mine, Rami, Radhi, shout out to you guys. Massive help.
Yeah, they hooked us up in a major way, man.
Yeah, it's been crazy. So thank you guys. And I really hope we can just get better from here.
Yeah, for sure.
Now, content.
Yep.
Content. That is what everyone seems to be talking about this entire, I would say, past year and a half, especially your massive industry leading entrepreneurs, which again is another very popular word nowadays. You see it all over everyone's Instagram bio.
For sure.
Probably not everyone really living up to it, I think.
Yeah, I think in a way that whenever you label something and you cannot deliver to the standard of what everybody else is delivering, it kind of just makes you seem at a disadvantage.
Okay.
So I just, I always think that it's important to kind of create something that not just appeals to other people, but appeals to you.
There you go.
Because you cannot sell something that you are not emotionally convicted
invested into
producing. Like,
so that's your definition of an entrepreneur.
Yo, for damn sure.
While we're on it.
Yeah, not just selling it to someone else, but kind of like you're like giving of yourself to the end product. You know.
Yeah, and that also branches out, I think, because you have two different types of entrepreneurs. In my opinion, I really split them up into two different, very similar but still different branches, and one of them is very heavily image and brand imagery based, and then you got another set of people who are just completely behind the curtain, behind the scenes.
Yo.
I'm talking like drop shipping, I'm talking Shopify, I'm talking Amazon affiliate stuff, SEO work, things like that. And then you have people who rely on their image, on their brand imagery,
for sure,
which by no means is a negative thing. In fact, it's the most powerful thing in my opinion, because like you said, it's a very emotionally investing thing. Like, as people, like if you go through your Instagram following list, you follow people for a reason.
Yeah, and I to touch on that, I don't think people realize the actual codependency on the two elements.
Yeah.
Like if you really wanna be good at what or whatever the content is that you're trying to push, that you actually need a little bit of both.
Okay.
You have to dabble, I think, in a little bit of the one sphere, but also kind of need to play out in the other one as well.
Yeah.
I think if you are someone that's like heavily visually driven and in terms of producing the content, I think that's excellent. But if you don't have, let's say, the skills to necessarily monetize what you have.
Yeah, that's the important thing. You got to decide if you want to be monetizing or not.
Exactly, exactly. Are you purely in it for the leisure, process?
Yeah, the
and
fun
then
of
the
it.
Leisure aspect, the fun of it?
Yeah.
Or are you into it and to making an actual living of an income of it?
And even that splits up, because then I know there's people that are doing it as a side hustle until it becomes something they can, you know, quit their job for. Mm-hmm. And then you got people who just go all in, burn their boat. And do that kind of thing.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. Which one do you think would be the most? Obviously, context is extremely important.
Yeah.
But if you're looking at it in a very general perspective, are you more of a burn the boats kind of guy or work it till it becomes something and then worth becoming?
I mean, where I come from as a person, I just believe in organic growth.
Mm.
So it starts off maybe as an idea. And the more you sit in a room, especially with other people that are like-minded, or the more you kind of dabble into that idea, it kind of brings on other people along in that journey. Do you understand?
Yeah.
So I would heavily say that emotionally, like, I am totally more driven toward like an organic sort of growth and kind of seeing what it can be. But then I know it's mine.
There you go.
Do you understand?
That's very important.
And I think I control imagery as far as what images I'm trying to push. And people forget that anyone that's going to scroll past your page is going to try to kind of understand who you are by the content that you're putting on your page.
Literally out of six the first six photos they see tells them everything.
Exactly.
It's crazy how quick paced everything's become, right? Yeah. Like literally you go on a page,
exactly,
you read the caption, like, what the hell is that? Why would he do that?
True,
who would write that? Then you look at the profile picture, you're constantly judging every single aspect of everyone's profile.
You know, to get into that, you'll see that whenever someone follows you, they're most likely gonna like at least 95% of the time, probably one of your three last posts.
Yeah, of course. That's just so you don't look like a creep, man. Like, to be honest, I think if you like anything other than the first three posts, you are an absolute creep in any scenario.
Yo.
Whether
but
it's
just
like,
but just
come on, dude, that's just, you know, 101.
He's really interested, he's gonna scroll down further on the feed and he's gonna try and find out some.
That's his thing. That's his thing, man. I don't like your childhood photos. That's not me.
No.
That ain't. That's a big, massive. Know how far you're gonna be scrolling down,
like,
context is key, bro.
We digress.
By the way, that's gonna happen like more times than we can count, like going off on a tangent is like our thing.
I do think anyone that knows us, or the fact that you'll see based off just like the content that we post, we like the banter always is.
Yeah, that's where this came from. I think it's a very millennial thing. This entire podcast thing, it's a very millennial thing. I don't know how you fit into that. No. I just think you don't fit into that.
Yeah, give away.
Like in the sense that you're just having like a cool conversation in the car. 20 years ago, it would just go down as a cool conversation. Now, you have like this epiphany in the car and you're like, exactly. Dude, we should start a podcast.
Yo, totally.
Yo, it would so do well.
Totally.
Dude, we should do a podcast.
And I think, we were talking about the theme of today, and we were mentioning like, what are the roots, or what is our past as far as content is concerned?
Yeah.
So like, I just want to throw that back to you and kind of get your feel on it.
Okay, so with me, content has always been always in the back of my mind. Growing up, it was never there. I'll be very honest. It was never there. The earliest memory I have of having like a serious, I'm talking like a genuine, like seeing myself being able to do it kind of way. The first memory, the first recollection I have of that sensation was actually 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if it was because I was procrastinating to a very large extent, but it was during exam season.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it was during finals.
Mm-hmm.
Supposedly the most important life-changing month of my life, okay? Yeah. And while I'm sitting there doing all these math equations, I'm on YouTube looking for a music playlist, mm-hmm. as we all do.
Mm-hmm.
And well, YouTube is just this black hole that just sucks you in, and like 30 minutes later, you don't know how the hell you ended up. So that happened to me. So ironically, that's how I remember landing on a Peter McKinnon video, and he's like way up there in the filmmaking. We're like, you just say that,
they know
who he is. He's like the Casey Neistat of filmmaking on YouTube.
Sam Calder.
Yeah, basically, like he's in that tier.
Yeah.
So I landed on one of his videos, and I remember it was his video, ironically one of his, I think, most important and best videos.
Mm-hmm.
It was titled something like The Importance of B-Roll.
Oh, okay.
Something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And basically the entire video, he proceeded to show clips and sequences of videos he took out in like the wilderness. Mm-hmm. It was snowy, with and without cinematic footage.
Okay.
And when he showed the first sets of footage without the cinematics, without the cool B-roll, without the nice cuts and edits and whole fancy stuff, like, how'd he do that?
Mm-hmm.
Without all of that, I was like, that looks a lot like something I would make.
Yeah.
Without, I was like, okay, that's pretty normal. I was expecting that to be like the better of the both. But then he moved on, and that, like, it was like a big like aha moment for me. I was like, damn, this has a lot of flexibility to it.
Totally.
And I have a very strong belief, like, it just progressed from there on. I just domino affected from there.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where it started for me, but it just tied in so well with a belief I have, in the sense that I think every single human being is completely different.
Mm-hmm.
Even though we might have genetic similarities, even though we might have similar characteristics, I think every single one of us perceives the world around us differently.
Totally.
And that's exactly why we have things like art, music, film, all that kind of stuff. So when I say today's episode was about just creation mm-hmm. and content, mm-hmm. but more specific, like in a broader sense, just creating. Creating doesn't necessarily mean a video
yeah.
or a podcast or yeah. or recording whatever this is. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That is not creation. Mm-hmm. Creation, like it ties into basically putting a piece of yourself, mm-hmm. a piece of your being, of your uniqueness into your work and life. So you could be a filmmaker in the easiest sense. You could mm-hmm. be a musician. You could be a writer. You could be a poet. You could be a singer. You could be an engineer, an architect. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like all the greatest, most incredible things we have as a race, as people, mm-hmm. is 100% down to how every single one of us perceives the world differently.
True.
Now, what we do with everything is up to us. Yeah. That's a different story.
Yeah.
But I think that's just one of our strengths, and that made me fall in love with just creation, and it was just a really nice way to express yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Like the same way I think music is like this unspoken language of your thoughts.
Yeah.
Because like, I don't know, if you talk to musicians and or if you just see really good famous musicians, you can feel it.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to be a musician to see that.
Yeah, yeah.
But that also overcame me. And it's the same with film. I think with film, you could give 10 different people the exact same set of footage
mm.
and you would get 10 completely yeah. different outcomes.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Yeah, like yeah. that really made me. So that's where I'm at now.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I started. That's where I'm at now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just going to throw back the question to you mm-hmm. before we move on to the future.
Mm-hmm. Yo, so for me, I think the whole thing about that content and being create or being a creator or being someone that thinks that they are very creative or creative human being, like I identify with this quote where Pharrell Williams
right.
said that the magic in music and creating music as a producer, as an artist, is that you created something that is now in existence. What was once a thought
there you go.
Is that's, now in existence. And you
I
can
vibe with that, man.
You can literally yeah. you can be proud of your creative process
yeah.
in making it real. And how people react and how they feel, right? That is the also the emotional reciprocation of them accepting your
that's
art.
That's the big word of the day.
Yeah, big word of the day.
I'm gonna add in a sequence. I'm gonna add in a sequence. All right, big word of the day. There you go. I'm gonna put that in like massive title.
Totally,
it's done.
Totally,
it's
totally.
Done.
It's a, yeah, yeah, definitely. Done next deal. Episode, look out for that though.
Yeah.
So. I always listen. I'm always listening to music, and that kind of bleeds into loving and listening to music. Kind of bleeds into being someone that is a lot visually conscious. Like I love fashion. I love art. And
you like fashion, dude?
Yeah, I know you can't tell because I'm wearing all
that's
black.
Fashion,
but
dude?
If you check out my Insta page, you'll understand. So I totally love the idea or fell in love with the idea of taking something that was once just thought and being able to put it into existence.
Word.
Taking
word,
a,
exactly
a door frame and using a door frame as almost a natural frame to put someone in the door frame and creating an image that you can have an emotional connection to.
There you go. That's what it is. And that's what creating or what we create from now on is or what we have created as well. Like everything we've ever done,
mm-hmm.
we've had a very strong emotional connection to, and that really taps into, again, why people in general have gravitated so much towards content.
Totally.
Like, yeah. If you think about it, everything around us is almost, nowadays, everything is content.
Too.
Right, you know what I mean? Like, even down to the menu at a restaurant, you order based off emotion.
Correct.
You know what I mean? Like,
correct.
When you're at the gym,
and
the color on the wall.
If you look into that, there's so many things that play on emotional triggers that
that's
you don't even
is.
Know
it's
is happening around
it,
you.
Control your emotions, people.
You don't even know. you don't even know that you're actually being manipulated in a way that you are going to order something off the menu and you have no idea that it's actually happening. Anyways, to kind of bring it back again, where I am right now is that for me, like 2 years ago, I told myself 2-3 years ago, I need to find a creative outlet as a hobby.
Okay.
And finding that creative outlet could have been anything, or it could have been one of many things. And it just happened that I met this guy. And our conversations about just being creatives or creating content has led me to kind of learning a lot from him, as I do most of the times whenever
Mr. Creator, can you talk into the mic?
Sorry. I'm getting distracted.
He's a people person.
Yes, I want to connect here as opposed to connecting here.
I'm messing with him.
So basically, where I am right now is I'm trying to study my hobby and I'm trying to learn more about how my hobby can take what was once thought and make it something that is real, that's living, that is literally been a concept before and now is either physical or visual art.
And funnily enough, it runs in the family, doesn't it?
It does. I don't even want to talk about my brother as an inspiration, but yeah,
because he's his little brother.
Yeah.
Who wants to talk about their little sibling?
He's supposed to look up to me now.
Yeah, it's the other. Doesn't work. But yeah, I know he's always hyping his brother up, and it's really nice to see, because his brother, again, I haven't met the dude, but I'm excited. And he's huge on the scene now, and he's climbing.
Totally.
So massive respect to that. So it's also really cool to see how I'm helping the brother, the older brother of the family out.
It's pretty cool, it's a cool process.
And that's where we're at right now. So we've just patiently, very slowly, through many, many, many processes. This ain't a literature show. After many processes, we're done with that, bro. We're done with that. You don't gotta. But after so many processes of trial and error, this is where we've arrived.
Correct.
Like, I think we have actually done two or three other sets of video podcasts as well. Like, this is not just out of thin air. Mm-hmm. This is the result of multiple shoots being, you know, watched over and over and over, edited, put together, and then feedback on that. And then we moved on to a final shoot, which is this one.
Yeah.
So when I say there's been a lot of work in the behind the scenes that you don't see on our stories, you don't see on our feeds, that's what I'm talking about. But that being that, the future of everything we're doing here is completely in our hands, and I'm nothing but excited for it. And we're going to go in depth in the next episodes. But that was just our take on content, how it's played a role in our lives, and how we're going to continue down that road. So on the 3rd of November, you'll be watching this. And I'm extremely excited. So please shoot me a DM at TheSepper on Instagram. This will be up hopefully on YouTube, IGTV, on the actual Instagram feed itself. And the audio versions should be available on iTunes, so Apple Podcasts. So we've really, you know, branched out as much as we can.
That's the right thing to do. I mean, that is part of covering all your bases as far as getting your content out there.
Yeah, there you go. So that's that. And it's a shame we put in so much work. So guys,
and we are definitely going to be bringing on guests at some point in time.
That's happening. That's already in the works.
Yes.
No stress. Yes. That is already in the works.
I know you'll get tired of our faces.
Yeah, this won't be here every time.
At least this face won't.
By the way, this is a PG show, so I'm going to have to beep you out, dude. Yeah, we're going to have to beep. but seriously, guys, thank you so much for the support recently. It means the world to both of us, because it really does fuel us, and it helps us. It really motivates us to want to do even more.
Yeah.
So it's always awesome. Thank you guys so much. This has been your boy, Sep.
Hey, boy, Lua.
And we'll see you guys in the next episode. Peace.
We're done. How are we doing on time?